What can we do to keep ourselves safe? First, make sure that the country economy is successful, because if you're broke and poor, poor or broke, you can't do anything about it. Secondly, look to our defences. We've been spending about 3% of our GDP every year on defence for a very long time, previously even higher, and built up a credible SAF, Singapore Armed Forces. And we continue to do that, not to threaten anybody, but just to keep ourselves safe. Thirdly, work together with our regional neighbours, cooperating amongst ourselves to the extent that we can, and also using it as a platform to partner other economies and other centres of prosperity in the world, whether it's India, whether it's China, whether it's EU, ASEAN, EU, ASEAN, India. On the question of people not wanting to choose sides, I think in any country, unless you are on the verge of unless your dander is up and there's some fight and you've decided, let's charge and go and clobber the other fellow. Most of the time, when you ask people who are living in peace and quiet, do you want a fight? Do you want to get involved in somebody else's fight? I think most people will say, no, we don't want to do that. It's a completely rational and understandable sentiment. And speaking as the government of the country, if there's a fight between two other countries, we have to ask ourselves, what's in it for us? Is there a principle at stake? If so, we have to stand up for the principle. We don't support military intervention in a certain country, but that doesn't mean I'm the enemy of the country which I disapprove of, whose action I disapprove of.